Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Compliments.
Get it together.
Sorry.
Hey guys, welcome back. We is here for our fourth episode this season. Dang, you know what? How long would it have taken us to do episode four? Like the old us. You know what I mean?
Like months. Like
a
2 months.
Damn year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are back with it, and this episode, I hope it's a little juicy. I think I'm willing to bring some juice to the table. It's going to be nice and juicy, like your panties.
Do you want to tell them what we're talking about, or what the subject is?
Yeah, so today, yeah, this episode, we're going to talk about friends, and I think that that's a good topic, especially because, like, it's kind of funny to me that, because Devaney suggested friends, and I was thinking, like, I was just thinking about all of this because I was thinking, you know, you have your different friends for different reasons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm to the point, though, to where, like, I don't have friends like that anymore. Like, I tell both of my two friends, which is you and Red, you know, everything. And then I have my cousins. I mean, they're my friends too, but they're my cousins and it's my family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yeah. So anyway, although like I consider, but that's funny because Winston was like, well, do you consider your friends family too though? Like, is there something you wouldn't tell them or you wouldn't whatever? And I was like, well, I consider like for instance, like Devaney. I said, I consider her family, like, because I try to include her, you know, in whatever we do. I said, but we have a separate, like, family life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Anyway. What was I going to say about friends, though?
I'm wearing my friend's t-shirt, ironically, and I didn't even mean to do that. I changed before I came out here to my car.
Oh.
And I just realized I'm wearing it. I have my little cocktail. I'm not an alcoholic. I feel like people are going to be like, dang, she's always drinking.
Wait, she only drinks when she records. except this weekend. That's different.
I can't do it sober. I'm just kidding. But yeah. it's my you know, wind down time.
It really is, though. It's like my time.
Mm-hmm. I have, if you guys know what soju is, I'm drinking some peach soju with like a Korean, it's basically like Sprite, but it's just like in Korean. I got it from my mom. So shout out to my mom. This weekend we did Korean barbecue at her place. Mm-hmm. And so she gave, she wanted me and Justin to take home some soju and some brewskis. And so I made a little drink and it's good.
Is that her, like, she likes Korean stuff?
She bought, like, have you ever been to Korean barbecue where you cook the meat?
No, I haven't. My nephew wanted to take me, but I never.
It's pretty cool. So she bought one of those things where, like, you cook it on. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But so we went to her house for Super Bowl. And her and my cousin / auntie, I honestly don't know. I don't know, Nessie, what to call you. But so... Yeah, they got a bunch of meat and it was really fun. So yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'm excited for this weekend. We're gonna hang out with our girl. It's her birthday this weekend for Red. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Red. So we're excited. I'm excited. I feel like, I mean, I've been saving myself for like this weekend. I have not been drinking and I don't even know if I'm gonna drink this weekend, but I mean, like, I'm excited to get dressed up and go out.
Me too. I'm excited to hang out and get some, yeah, like, female interaction because I live with stinky boys. So
same. Okay. Well, let's get into this. Okay. So I looked up, like, because the other day, me and Devaney were talking and she was like, do you think that we're compatible with each other with our signs? Devaney's an Aries and I'm a Leo. And actually, Leos, their best friends are usually Aries or Sagittarius.
Weird.
That's crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, me, I guess, according to the internet, Leo as friends are, they always have lifelong friends. A lot of them have lifelong friends. And everybody wants to be friends with the Leo. Just kidding. I'm trying to say that.
Oh.
But anyway...
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, and then I looked up yours as a friend. Okay, so an Aries is a very selfless friend, always motivates their friends to do better and make great choices. But they do get insecure when their friends make new friends.
That's not
are
true.
Are you insecure?
No.
I feel like that I really do have lifelong friends, and then I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I try to be a good, I feel like I'm a good friend. I seriously feel like I am. Like, I try to put, and it's not even like, it's all genuine. You know what I mean? Like, I think that I remember one time we were talking about this, and we're like, you know, I think that I kind of try to go, I try to be the friend that I would want. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was reading about. And then I went on to Amal. Who are Leos supposed to be marrying? Just kidding.
I think I try to be the friend that people want me to be, but what they need. You know what I mean?
Like exactly what you said. And I think it fits you to a T, because like you always motivate me, and like that, like when I was writing it. Oh my gosh, side note. It says that you Aries natives, like they talk about, like they refer to you as Aries natives. And so anyway, you're the Aryans. Your people, the Aryans. Add that to your tribe.
Yeah.
Your list of tribes that you
put it on my CIB.
But yeah, so anyway, but yeah, I felt like you fit it to a T, like real bad. So anyway, so what stuck out to me with the whole lifelong friends thing is, so I'm gonna put my business out there. So I had this friend, and this year I counted, we would have been friends for 20 years this year. But we stopped being friends like, I want to say 15 years or maybe 14, something like that. With her, she was always a friend that I could go to. And we had like a lot of different kind of friendships, because we were long distance friends, then we were best friends, and then we were just like, I felt like it died down to just friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's those levels of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, every time though we got back to each other, like we were always friends like that, whatever. And I was always at her house growing up. Like, she was just like, she was my friend, you know, my best friend. And damn, I feel like I can't breathe. And see, this is where it crossed the line. So she got with my, and obviously it's like something so common, because we're on the res, you know what I mean? Like, we all know each other. We all have cousins that are cousins with whoever, whatever, whatever. And so she got with my cousin, and it just fucked everything up. Like, it was like, she would tell me things. And mind you, this cousin was like a very close cousin as well. So she would tell me things. He would tell me things about each other. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do here. I was like the middleman, and I just didn't like that. I didn't know mm-hmm. how to do that, you know? And so anyway, things like got out of hand, because them two as people, it was kind of like, I don't know how to say it. They were new in their relationship. I felt like for both of them, honesty was a big thing to them. And they were new to relationship. Well, I want to say she was new to relationships, you know? So I feel like, you know, it just, sometimes it didn't seem like it would work, because we were drinking a lot at that time. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't a healthy relationship, but it didn't help me being in there. And mm-hmm. like having to like, oh, she doesn't like it when you do this, he said this, and I didn't, and like I said, I didn't want to be like what comes to mind is on Harry Potter, I'm not an owl. That Hermione says.
Hey, Hermione.
So that's how I felt. And so anyway, it just ended really bad. You know, things with her, it kind of was already ending, I feel like, because we kind of got into it about this dude, and like, she clearly knew that Well, okay, this isn't the reason why we're not friends, but this kind of added to it. Like, I like this dude, right? And like she like asked him to lunch when I just got I liked him. You know what I mean? Isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
And so I had shady. A friend at that time, and see, this is a different kind of friends that are going to come in. So like I had a friend that was way older than I was, and she was like, you need to beat her ass and you need to do this and that. And I was like, no, you know, because I'm not going to fight over a guy. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, if that's what the deal is, then go ahead, you know, like, but I am going to tell you, you know, how I feel, because you're supposed to be, in quotations, my best friend.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it was just, it just kind of got, and then obviously the getting with my cousin added to it. And then words, putting words in my mouth. Oh, well, she told me that you said this, or he said, and I'm like, see, this is what I mean. I am not an owl. Like, things got translated differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so anyway, it was just like, damn, she was my friend for a long time, and I couldn't believe that we weren't friends anymore like that. And she took it to the extreme, like, to where, like I said, I grew up going to her house, and like, I seen one of her parents one time, and they just ignored me, and that hurt me so bad, because damn, they were like my second parent, set of parents. I mean, like a set of parents, you know what I mean? Because I grew up in a single parent household. And so it was really hard. That part, I think that that really hurt me. And I did see her sister one time, and it wasn't like, hey, Shayna, you know, like how it usually is, you know? And at that part, I lost the whole family with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my whole, like, best friend, like, she's not my best friend anymore. And I mean, I seen her one time, and she just looked at me, and I try to act like I didn't see her, because I didn't know what to say. My mom was like, you should have said hi. And I should have, but it's also hard to go there, you know what I mean? Because things were said, and I feel like it was more of like, I feel like it was a uncomfortable situation, and who am I to make it more uncomfortable, you know?
If you, like, if you knew that she wanted to talk to you and be friends again, would you want to talk to her and be friends again?
No, I don't think that I could be, because of the situations that had happened. Mind you, there's a big chunk to this, but I'm not willing to, like, say that part.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it could ever be like that. But, you know, I did have dreams about it too, like, where it was that. Mm-hmm. And we went right back to just like how we were, like went back to being friends again. And I just feel like too much was said, too much was done. And it's just time. And, you know, like, and I'll see that she, I mean, mind you, too, like she came to my wedding. And when she came to my wedding, I had her on Instagram at the time. And she said, oh, crashing this wedding or whatever. And it was like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, not only that, I feel like, oh, that part too, like when I got married. Mind you, you guys, I got married at 19. And so, you know, it's like girl, what do you call that? Like out of high school, you still have that attitude, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like my whole wedding party, like I asked her to be my bridesmaid. And I feel like, I don't know, because it wasn't just her. It was a couple of other people that were hurt that they weren't my maid of honor. And I feel like, why are you guys so, like, how do you say that? Why was it such a shocker, though? Because I always hung out with Jaden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, clearly she was my best friend. So I just didn't understand. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? I just didn't really understand that part. But with her, I could kind of see where she would be like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
But, too, like, people shouldn't make your day about them. Like, oh, that's definitely fucked up. You know, like, that's, to me, I'd be like, okay, well, whatever, you know, but with family, you can't do that. Like, you can't just drop people.
Yes.
And you're really big on family and, like, yes. You're loyal to your family. So it's mm-hmm. different, you know?
Yeah. So it was just kind of, it was, I can't even sit here and say that it was a big loss to me. I felt like, like, I would cry to Winston and tell him, you know, I miss her. Like, it's so fucked up, you know? Or same thing with my cousin. Like, it wasn't the same with us anymore either. Mm-hmm. And that part, I think, because he's family. And I didn't grow up with him, but when we became, like, very close, we were very close. And it was like, oh, my gosh, like, how the heck did we not cross paths? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, why didn't we grow up with each other just like I grew up with the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, it was a big loss because I just got to meet him and be around him, you know, and now it's like I have to say goodbye because she don't want him to be my friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, associate with me, I guess.
Yeah.
And so that part was like really, it was just like a whole ugly situation. And that was my whole group right there. Like, after that, our whole group broke up. And I tried to keep in contact, you know, and like I had another friend, you know, and he became me and Winston's friend because I tried to include him. And then that just went to shit, you know? And I just feel like, do you think that, well, I can't even say that. Do you think that girls could be, it goes a lot. No, I can't even say that. I don't even know how to say it. Like, this guy was my best friend, but he became Winston's friend. So it was definitely appropriate. You know what I mean? At this time. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, like, his lady couldn't let shit go from whatever she assumed about me. And so it's like, now we lose these friends because it's like, when you're married, you have to be cool with their spouse too, you know?
And just like how I said, I don't know if it was the last episode or the episode before, whoever Justin was good friends with, female or male, before me, that's not my business. Mm-hmm. It's my job to, like, I feel like, support his relationships and his, like, friendships with those people because they're important to him.
Yeah.
And I would never put him in that situation to be like, oh, yeah, you've been friends with her, like, since you guys were in high school, but I come first. Like, because for what? Like, he's marrying me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're together. There's no, like, sexual flirtatious thing going on.
Right.
And so, two, you know, it's like, so it is her. It's her fault. But it's also, I guess, you, to play devil's advocate, you could put yourself in your friend's shoes and be like, well, if my wife doesn't want me to talk to her, then I can't talk to her. But that's then true. A part of you wants to for your friend to be like, who are you to come in and try to control who I'm cool with and who I'm not anymore just because we're together? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for me, that happened like a year ago with one of my friends. Like, he got a girlfriend and we were really cool and we're just friends. Like, it was never anything. And he knows Justin and, like, you know, he came to our gender reveal and all this stuff and he got with somebody and she didn't like me or had an issue. And then we stopped being friends and mm-hmm. I was sad, like my feelings were hurt, but I had to understand, like, he's going to pick his girlfriend, you know?
Of course.
And do I have any bad feelings towards him? No, like, I get it, but my mm-hmm. feelings were really hurt, you know?
Yeah. Because
I tried to be cool with his girlfriend and, like, invite her to my house, like, you know, but she still found a reason to not like me and made him, like, be like, well, fuck you too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And see, you know what? Is that a res thing? Because so, like, okay. So, like, the friend that I try to keep in contact with, and he and his lady had a problem with me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what, I mean, like, you were friends with me and my husband, but the problem is me. I know it is. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So, and they work in, like, not the same department, but they go to the same area to clock in, clock out. But now he treats my man some way and doesn't say hi or doesn't whatever. We're not like that. We're mm-hmm. not like, we're not, just because, you know, like Winston, I understand the whole having your back thing, but, like, Winston, if you know him, he's not like that. He's not like, no, F them because they don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean? It's he's being cordial and it's not like he's going to go and, like, spend time with them, but it's just, he's just a nice guy like that. And I don't take it any kind of way because it's like, he didn't even, this doesn't have anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the girl had a problem with me, but don't go and treat my man like that now. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to be nice, and that's just the way that he is. And so now, and then of course now it's like, fuck him then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel like, is that like, oh, I shouldn't talk, like, a, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean by like, it's a risk thing? Like,
I mean, maybe, but it's stupid as hell. Like, mm-hmm. you already don't have the friendship anymore. So why take it a step further and be a jerk about it? You know what I mean? Like, definitely. Why add the animosity on top of the fact that you guys aren't friends anymore? Because that was his decision. You guys didn't do anything to him.
Exactly.
But when you isolate somebody, like let's say your friend is isolated by his lady, right? Because she didn't want him to be cool with you anymore. And that means he can't be cool with Winston. It's easy for somebody, like an outside party, to come in and be like, oh, look at how they treat you. Look at what they did to you. Mm-hmm. And start planting seeds and putting ideas in his head that's going to make him think, oh, shit, she's right. Like, have they really been good friends to me? Oh, they did that mm-hmm. to me one time? Like, fuck them then.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
That's how people work. Like, when they don't want you to be cool, they start planting seeds and, you know, like, just stirring the pot.
Definitely, definitely. And there's a lot of you out there, just kidding. But you know what I mean, if you're doing that shit, knock it off.
Yeah.
But I just think that, like, I don't know, you know, I think that I have, like, I'm learning now what it means to have a couple of friends, a close group of friends. And it's like, seriously, I only have two friends, or three, you know, and four. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm all, oh shit, you guys don't fucking come for me. I'm just thinking on the top of my head that I hang out with right now. So,
yeah,
I have different friends, though, for different reasons, different situations, different, you know, whatever, like, friends that I met. And I feel like this, I've been able and fortunate to have friends in different places. And, like, I still keep in contact with a couple of my friends I used to live with, live in Kansas with. I have friends from, you know, Tucson, from Sells, from Casa Grande, Auction, whatever, wherever I have laid my hat. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, I love that I have friends like that. And, like, I always think of my friend, like, we went to middle school together, and we are still friends, you know, and that, like she has a little family. And it's so, I think I love that. It's so cool that they have their own family. We're older now. We're the moms now, you know? And, like, I think it's just, I don't know. I just think that's really amazing. And I have other friends that are still single and still, you know, finding themselves, and that's okay. Like, we're here. We're here. Like, I'm here 100%. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just different friends come and friends go, you know. I think that that was the biggest, like, major, like, thing, I guess, in my adult, what do you say, that life, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was kind of my big, I was like, oh, am I gonna talk about her? Just kidding.
Her.
it but yeah,
the situation.
The situation. We're going to call that the situation. But anyway, so, Devaney, I finally finished Euphoria. I watched the whole thing, and fuck, you know, that's that whole
show. Up to the current season?
Up to the current season.
Oh, okay.
And I just feel like, first of all, it was triggering as fuck when it came to the drugs. I was telling Winston, like, hold my hand. I'm all shaking. And we're just laughing. And he's like, shut up. Don't say that. And I said, I know. I said, but it is. It's fucking crazy to me. But to me, oh my gosh. Okay, so my whole review on this, because this show is just friends on friends, what kind of friends they have, what kind of, you know what I mean? The people they go across, come across, whatever. And, I was thinking about, who was it? The whole time I was watching the movie, I was thinking about your comment, like, oh, it's like Degrassi, but worse, basically, you know? And I was thinking, like, damn, like, finishing season one, I'm like, hell yeah, it's worse. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, damn, it got me scared, honestly, for my kids, basically, because dang, if these kids, yeah, okay, sure, you know, people were having sex in high school when we were younger, but damn, you know, like, this was, like, mature, very mature, you know?
Yeah.
And it just made me feel like, oh my gosh, you know, and the scary part is the pills, the access to the drugs, like, and one of those scenes, I remember that guy said, basically, he's so fascinated by the kids today because they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, they, and that is so true. A lot of them don't care. They just do, you know, whereas the things that they did, they do, we would get our ass beat for those things, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just like that whole, it was just like a whole, like, damn, you know? And so, anyway, I was thinking about the girls in that show and, like, you know, how Cassie cheated and, like, getting... So, like, would you... What would you do in that situation? Would you have beat her ass?
Yeah.
I...
Well, absolutely. Yeah, because that's... that. It was her best friend.
I hate how she kept saying, well, they weren't together. They went to... Well,
A timeline doesn't matter. That was your best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be like, we're old, we're not in high school, but that would be like, I don't even want to say that. Like, us messing around with, like, you know, your man, my man, whatever.
Yeah.
That's, I like, both need to be held accountable. And, like, if, I guess to me, like, if Justin were to cheat on me, figuratively, mm-hmm. And I don't think I would like try to run down on whoever it was, you know, like my issue would be with him because he's married to me.
Definitely. Yeah.
But who cares about her?
But you if you fucking mean? Cross my path.
But if we're if you're friends, just
out there.
But if we're friends, then that's different. Like, that's the ultimate betrayal.
Yes.
When your best friend and like your boyfriend betray you.
Definitely.
So yeah. Like, I can't wait to see this next episode and see what she does to mm-hmm. Cassie. Because she deserves to get beat for that.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my gosh. It was just crazy. That whole situation. I feel like that's a common situation. Like, you know what I mean? Those situations have definitely happened.
Damn, I hope not.
But it has. But it has. And I'm trying to think about who else there was. I was just like, dang, Devaney, the whole time I was just in awe. Like, really? Wow. Oh, my gosh. It was juicy.
It's honestly, like, sad because...
It is sad. It is. Like, I cried a couple of times and, like, the whole drug situation had me fucked up for real because I just, like, it... I think that in that show, it taught me a new feeling of being triggered, which was the drug part. It made me feel really uncomfortable. It made me feel high, like as if I was high.
Really?
And it was ugly. And I was telling Winston, like I kind of want to stop watching this right now because it's making me feel some way. And like the way that she was feeling, obviously, I mean, we didn't have situations, but like, you know, it just, damn, you know, it fucked me up. And just like, you know, I'm thinking of a certain family member as well and just thinking like, damn, you know, like some of the stuff that Rue was going through, like other people are going through as well, you know, mm-hmm. And like the reasoning, it's more of like the reasoning why. I mean, I know she didn't really give a full why, obviously. I mean, she said people assume it's my dad, whatever. And it was, but it's just like, it's what it's like. I can't even say like they can't handle. It's just more of like you lose somebody. There's people that are good. You lose somebody and some people take it differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with me, like I just felt so lucky that I wasn't doing it like that. I was doing it for a different reason, but it was just like, oh, that pain, the pain, you know? And like, to be so honest here, like I always thought about, you know, I'm very, since a lot of people here on the res, you know, we know kind of a group that have passed away that were younger, it made me think, like, I need to have my funeral arrangements ready, you know? I need to, especially, and I didn't think about my kids, like, you know, having a plan for them if worse comes, you know, and we, something happens to me and Winston or one of me or whatever. And I always laugh because I don't know if you've seen that TikTok when he's like, this guy goes up to the casket and he's like, when is the truck payment due? Or when is the, like, because his wife knew all those things, you know? And he's like, what's the Wi-Fi password? Or how do we set up this or whatever? And she's just like kind of waking up like, oh my gosh, I wrote it down. You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to, he's like, all right, you can rest now, you know? And that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I have this, I do have this book where I have to write everything down for Winston and whatever, you know, but it's just like, that's just how deeply it made me think about things, you know?
Yeah.
And again, it made me so scared because my children are right after each other. I'm thinking of the things that they go through. You know, friends is everything to you in high school. And I felt like I put a lot of my friends on pedestals before my own family at that time. But I think it was more because I had so much responsibility at home that when it came to being at school, I didn't want to do work. I didn't want to do any of that. I just wanted to be with my friends, the people that actually, like, I felt cared about me and wanted to be around me. And it was all fun. You know what I mean? I felt like we laughed a lot, you know, in high school. And so it was just kind of, it was just freaking crazy. That's what was going through all my, like, my mind with everything. But yeah, it did make me worry about my kids and, like, they're, damn it, you know, they're going to have to go through the same thing. And I just, like, I understand now when, you know, when the parents say, like our moms or something would say, like, I've been there, you know, I've gone through that too, but we don't believe them for some reason, you know, it's like, no, you didn't, no, you don't, or they probably had worse than us, you know, And so, like, that's how I think, like, my kids are gonna be 16, 17, 18 year olds, you know, they're right after each other, and it's just like, oh my gosh, but I'm glad that they are gonna have somebody, they're gonna have each other, you know.
Yeah, they'll have each other.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. I feel like you broke out. But anyway, no, yes. Yeah. So there, I finally watched it. I don't know. I'm trying to look at what else I wrote down here.
Shayna's leading the episode.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just like, we covered that. I said this. What would be your, like, okay, so you remember in Euphoria, Rue and Jules had that, like, oh, we're gonna go away and have an apartment and things like that. Did you ever have that plan with somebody?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think I did.
Actually, I did, yeah. But when I was a little, like, when I was, like, 18, 19, I did with one of my friends. But I don't feel like it was, like, something we talked about all the time. It was just like, oh, what if we got an apartment with, like, both of our boyfriends and we could do this and we could do that. And, like, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to be grown.
Yeah. I was excited. I think that I'm the oldest of my siblings. Well, my sibling on my mom's side anyway. And I think that, I mean, when I talked about, you know, if you live in a single parent household, you know that a lot of responsibility is on the oldest. And I feel like I definitely felt all that. And I always told my best friend that we were going to move and we were going to get our own apartment. And I felt my mom, though, was always like, you think you can do this and that, but you won't know until bills hit you. And, you know, you need a job, you need this. And I felt like, stop calling me stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I know we need those things. And so, like, but okay, so we're planning all this stuff, right? So we're like, oh, we're gonna graduate, whatever, like, everything's gonna go smooth, whatever. But to me, in high school, like I said, like, grades, school, it wasn't like a priority to me. it was taking care of my family and being with my friends, really, you know. And when it, so anyway, we were at this, I want to say we were at a dance, I'm not sure, but our other older cousin, she's like 10 years older than we are, and she came up to us and we were talking about different things, and we were saying that we wanted to move in together, like, because she wanted to know what is our plan, you know, after high school. And she was like, "Ooh, I would never move in with my best friend. Like, you guys should not move in together." And I remember we're like, "Shut up." Like, we're like, "Who are you to rain our parade? You know, like, we're going to do this and we're going to do it right." And so, like, that always sticks out to me because, like, you know, like, going through the whole, like, roommate situation, you get, like, annoyed by every little thing that they do, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's what they say, that that's what tears relationship or friendships up, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I wonder, that definitely probably would have happened. You know what I mean?
You're, yeah, so like, particular. I'm gonna spill a little tea here. But I remember when my aunts and my cousins, they're like all in their 30s. And I remember I was like, had to be in like junior high age when they started, like when they got their money and they moved in with mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. And I remember like my mom would always tell me like they're fighting because she did this and she did that and like she pissed her off. And I remember like sometimes I would go over there and they would like watch me and my cousins weren't talking to each other and they were close. You know what I mean? So I used to think like, you guys are stupid. Like, you're living together. Like, there's no adults here. Like, why are you being dumb? But it's mm-hmm. true, it ruins friendships, mm-hmm. you know?
Because you're knowing the ins and outs.
Yeah, like, they're all talking about each other behind each other's backs and, like, you know, just, like, but I get it because when you live with somebody, it's different than seeing them, like...
Yes, you know? Because you're noticing their flaws or, you know, like, damn it, you know, Winston, you don't... You know, it's, like, goes into the whole, like, when I... Okay, so... Moving in with Winston, you know, I was like, I've never lived with any of my boyfriends like that. You know, we never, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And so it was all new to me being with my man. And at the time, I want to say we were living together for 8 months, but it still felt like a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he would go home and, you know, like that. And so when we moved in together, I remember moving in and getting all, because like my home wasn't ready. So anything that I was buying, I was putting it in storage. And so once we started getting all our stuff in storage and like our first year of being in our home, we did not have AC. So we stayed in the living room and like, because that we had a little AC in there. And like, just like, damn, I remember sometimes I would look at him and be like, are you freaking serious? Like, what? You know, like, I don't know, you know. And then it came to dinner and I remember him saying like, can you cook? And I'm like, excuse me? Like little things like that pissed me off because I'm like, who the fuck do you think I am? You know what I mean? Like, so it was just like, dude, just sit there and relax. Like, you just, and to me, like, I feel like, like, okay, so, like, Winston's the youngest, second youngest of his family, like, out of eight. I think it's eight. And, but he was the baby for 10 whole years, you know what I mean? So, he knows what it is to be the baby. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's funny, like, I'm the oldest and I got married to the baby, you know? And so, mm-hmm. like, the different, those kind of things, you know, stuck out to me real bad. And so it was a lot of learning thing, you know, like, oh, no, well, let me just call my mom. Winston, I am grown, you know.
That's so true.
We are not going to call your mom. We're okay, you know. And I remember, though, moving in, I was thinking, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. Like, I just want to go live with my mom, like, go stay with her.
I'm so sick.
I was just, oh, it was just so ugly. And he was just like, no, we're good. We're good. I'm like, shut up. You don't even know how to cook, you know, like.
Yeah, no, I see. So I'm the oldest too, right? On my mom and my dad's side, my first boyfriend, the first love we talked about, he's the baby. He mm-hmm. is the baby. Mm-hmm. And then my second high school boyfriend, he's the baby. And
oh my gosh.
My third boyfriend, he is the youngest boy. Mm-hmm. So he's his, like, you know, he's the baby, like the baby boy. And right. then Justin's an only child. And I'm like, what the hell is, like, this thing where I have, you know, like
the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the babies. And it's annoying because you can see it. Like, I saw it come out in, like, different, you know, areas.
Forms. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, same thing. Like, we moved in together. And I just started realizing, like, oh, I don't like that. And he does that. I don't like that. Like, that's kind of mm-hmm. annoying. Like, why does he do that? And now it's just, I just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think that we were very lucky to have, like, grown with each other. I feel like Winston feels safe with me when it comes to, like, serious situations, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, remember I said that I looked up, like, oh, who is a Leo supposed to marry, you know? And with Winston's a Virgo. And so it says, like, it can work, you know, if you communicate and you whatever, but it's not common that yeah. you would want them, you know?
I think that's what mine said about a Sagittarius.
It's all, that shit ain't gonna work. But that's how, so, like, I was reading some stuff about it too, you know, and, I just kind of was laughing because, like, I was definitely able to be there for him when things got crazy. And he was the one to, because he, and, oh, man, like I said, this Zodiac shit's for real. Because it was like, oh, like, if you get with, you know, a Virgo, a Leo is very fiery. And it says that about Aries, too. Like, we're mm-hmm. very... like dominant or the leaders, you know? Yep. And yep. with Winston, it said that Virgos are down to earth people. Gosh damn it. Isn't it Winston like the most down to earth person, you know? You know what I mean? Like, so like they calm you down and mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, this shit's real because he does, you know? Yeah. And so I'm just like really getting into this shit and I'm just like, damn, babe. It's working. It's working.
Into the stars.
Yeah, I'm all, fuck what they said. It's working.
That's fun. Like, I see that, too. Like, I'm very, like, in my relationship. And this goes along with friends, too, because I feel like I have Shayna, and Shayna's my best friend, my best girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then Justin is my best man friend or guy yes, friend, whatever. Exactly. And I don't know, like, same thing. Like, I'm very dominant. I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, so he always tells me, you run the show. Like, I just mm-hmm. do what you want. And that, I didn't really like that when he said that because I was like, well, what are you trying to say? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But he lets me run the show to a certain point. But if I ever need to be checked, he checks me.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that. Like, I feel like that's boundaries and that's being.
He's healthy. All sitting there shaking his head like, mm-hmm.
You know, but like, yeah. I, you know, but there's things that he does better than I do. So he mm-hmm. does those things, you know?
Yes.
So it's, I think what I like looking at, like, our living situation is I live with my best friend every day.
Yes, you know? Exactly. And I told Winston that. I told him that before. When you said, you know, Shane is my best friend, I tell him, I said, yeah, like, Devaney's my best friend and you're my best friend. He's like, is that all I am to you? Is your best friend? I'm like, chill out. Like, don't start. And he yeah. was like going on, but I know he's kidding, but he's just like, what did he say? He was just like, you're my wife. I said, yeah, but we're friends too. You know, I come to tell you everything. And he's like, I don't know. I feel like being a best friend is lower than your husband. And I was like,
but it's oh, not because it's not, babe. Like, I think because friendship is what makes relationships last. Like, exactly. In any form, like, you have to be, I really think that you have to be friends first. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I really do. I just feel like if you're friends with somebody, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whatever, that your relationship will last even if, let's say, you guys do break up or get a divorce, not you and Winston, but like just in general, because you can either choose to, like, what is it called, amicably break up and still be friends, or you just can say like, this isn't working, we're better off as friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's kind of
yeah.
Thing twice, but yeah
no, definitely.
What about the times you've been a bad friend?
I'm all, why, Devony? Is there something you need to say?
Yeah, because remember that one time? I didn't like that.
When I was a bad friend. Okay, so I thought about that too. And there is this one thing, and it's fucked up. I don't even want to say it. But I'm going to say it. So, this was middle school. Let's see. So, there's this girl. She was my friend. She became my best friend. We weren't friends. Like, I don't even know if we said we were best friends. I feel like I have really good friends. I feel like I didn't have a best friend like that. I think it was just, because if I say best friends, damn, I've had like fucking like over 10 best friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck. So anyway, we were in school, and I changed schools. I didn't go to the school that was in my area. I went to a magnet school. And so I would have to travel all across Tucson to get to my school. And yet, shit, I mean, the fucking school was right across the street from my house. And so, like, I was jealous. I was definitely jealous that my friend is becoming friends with this chick that I could not freaking stand. And like, what happened? That girl that I couldn't stand, I wasn't a bitch to her or anything, but she was just like, oh, hey, how are you? How's that school? Oh, yeah, me and Jasmine, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what? And she was just like, would say stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh, like, get out of here. And so anyway, she was saying something like, how do you say that? Like, she knows what she's doing, I guess, is what I was saying, was thinking. And I'm thinking, like, little girl, I ain't playing these little girl games. I feel like I did not do that. Like, I see what you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that my friend, she called me, and she was like, oh, hey, how are you? How's school? Whatever. And she's like, oh, we should hang out, whatever. And I was like, ooh, so that girl wrote me, and she was saying that you do this and do that. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, she said this. Okay, I fucking spread a rumor that I can't even say it like that. It was just between us three, you know? And I told her like basically what she was saying, but like I tweaked it like really bad to where it didn't even fucking happen. I just fucking said it because I'm just so done with that girl. And so she wrote her, and then that girl wrote me, and she was like, why did you say that? You know, why did you say that? I said that. I didn't say that. And I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Just get out of here. And I am not that person. I am not. But I definitely believe in karma, and that shit came for me definitely like times three. You know what I mean? Like, so I paid my dues, my debt to society, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So it was like, it was that bad. And that's something that I think of like as being a bad friend. And that girl, like, she didn't know I didn't like her, you know? And it wasn't, I can't even say that it was, I didn't like her. I just couldn't stand her.
Same thing.
I know, but I wasn't ugly. You know, I just listened and whatever, and that wasn't being a good friend, because I know that she considered me her friend, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like 15, you know? And I definitely, and maybe, you know what, maybe that adds to why I try to be a good friend now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't okay. That is not okay. Don't ever do that. And, you know, spread rumors or whatever, like, it comes back to you and slaps you in the face, and it came back. So yeah. I feel like I repented right now, and Heavenly Father hears this.
Yeah, he does.
So anyway, I guess, don't you have to like tell the person? She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Like 20 years later.
Yeah, for real. She's like, I don't care. She's like, I knew it. But yeah. Oh, but you know what? She tried adding me on Instagram like 5 years ago.
That's weird.
Yeah, I didn't add her because I know what I did, and I ain't even trying to be like that. I'm not trying to be fake.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's when I was a very bad friend. It makes me so sad saying it. Everybody's like, okay, we hate Shayna.
So, I feel like mine is worse.
Oh my gosh. What is it?
So I had this, me and my best friend, this is a story about my best friend from junior high. So,
oh my gosh.
What?
I'm excited. Okay, go.
So do you?
I don't hear about junior high, Devaney. I don't think I've really, I think that we've lightly touched that you went to wherever and you knew some of my friends that went there. I didn't go there because I was like, I was in high school in Tucson, and when I came back home, they're like, oh no, you're going to junior high because the high school here, they don't have that grade in there. They finish it out in junior high. And so that was my argument to my mom. Like, I am not going to that school. Like, I was in high school. I am not going to be going to school with junior high kids. You know what I mean?
So where did you go?
I went to Eva.
What's that?
It's a magnet school. Those of you that don't know what magnet schools are, is I knew at a young age that I wanted to be some kind of something in the medical field. And so we found this school where they specialize in that. So I was going to nursing school when I was in Tucson my freshman year. And there it's nursing, paramedics, the army recruits there too. There was something else. I forgot which one. But anyway, when I came home, I obviously still wanted to go through with it. And so Poston didn't offer that at all or nothing like that. It was just a regular junior high. So obviously that was on my list too. Like, no, like I just learned all these things. I'm not down, you know, and just be at a junior high. Fun fact, when I was there, though, then we were signing my brother in and getting him all situated. We walked to one of the counselors or the advisor or whatever. And your picture was in there. And I was like, what the heck? I know that girl. I know her from a long time ago. Like, you were crowned something. I don't know what you were. But I remember you had, like, this traditional-ass background and everything. And I was like, what the heck? And my mom's like, who's that? I said, that's that Devaney DeWaney girl. So, anyway, yeah. So, when I went to Eva. And Eva does the same thing. They specialize in stuff like, you know, obviously, those of you that grew up out here in Mesa, like, you go to Eva if you want to be. Do your classes, you know what I mean, like nursing, cosmetology, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Eva was a basically a charter school because it wasn't a lot of people that, and that you got to take your classes and stuff, which to me was a freaking joke because it was nothing like what I was doing over there, you know what I mean? I'm like, whatever.
When you said that DeWaney girl reminded me, so we went out like I don't know, a month or 2 months ago, and my brother met up with us, and there was some guy, and he was like pretty faded, and he was like, oh, I know you, you're that DeWaney kid. And he laughed so hard. Those DeWaney kids. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so okay, this time I was a bad friend. So this was like multiple occasions. So,
my gosh,
it's not as bad as you think. I was just like, I was mean. So, me and my friend, we were best friends from like, I want to say seventh, eighth grade. And I don't think we made it to ninth grade because I feel like in eighth grade, this is when it happened.
Girl, we died in eighth grade.
The friendship died that day. But I don't know, like, so we were best friends, right? And she just started pissing me off. Like, little things she would do would just start irritating me.
Uh-huh.
But now I think I was jealous of her for some reason. And I didn't realize it at that time. And it was coming out as, like, anger and animosity, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So she would, like, try to say hi to me. And I would, like, barely acknowledge her. I would just, like, not really talk to her. And mm-hmm. I remember this one time, it was me, her, and our friend, and she was, like, trying to ask me what was wrong, because I know I had an attitude with her, and I just didn't answer her and, like, walked away. Mm-hmm. So I was just like mean to her, like totally mean to her. I would ignore her. I wouldn't answer like what the problem was because I didn't really know. Like she just pissed me off, you know?
Yeah.
And every little thing that she would do just aggravated me. And so we eventually just stopped being friends because I was mean to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know why. Like, I mean, now I realize I was probably jealous of her or something. Like, she made me insecure. Like, she was a skinny, pretty, you know, white girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she was, I remember her, like, she just had such a bubbly personality. And she was so fun. And, like, all the boys liked her. And I think I got jealous of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because in junior high, I was, like, the opposite of her, you know, like no mm-hmm. one paid attention to me. Like I was cool with her and she was, I think, like popular, but I wasn't really, you know, mm-hmm. like I was just kind of there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the time I was a fucked up friend. But you know what's funny is like we would still be cool. Like I would, because she went to Mountain View too, so I would see her at Mountain View. And awkward, like, a couple of years ago, I was out with my friends in Tempe, and I saw her in the bar. I saw her in the bathroom.
And, oh.
Yeah, I ran into her in the bathroom, and she was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, hi. And I was, like, a little tipsy, so I was like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for how I was to you in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's okay. But
in
it was
junior high.
But you know what? It was one of the it's okays, like, whatever, bitch. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I deserved it because I was mean to her.
Did you get karma for that?
I feel like you were my karma. Like,
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I feel like you guys, like, all four or five of you, however many there were my karma.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, they, like, these girls that, well, Shayna and, like, other people, well, you guys were fucking mean, dude.
Like, I think that I was just, I think that the whole situation was just jacked up in my eyes. And, like, I think that we've talked about this. I don't know if it was episode, which is not up, sorry guys, but we did talk about like our little falling out that me and Debony had. It wasn't little, it was a year's falling out.
It was big,
but
yeah.
It was more of like, okay, so we sat on the couch, we talked about this, right? So I remember telling you and explaining things because nobody explains the background of everything. Mm-hmm. So I feel like okay, so like to that girl that you did that to, that's something in her life, obviously, because of the way that she reacted to you. Obviously, that was something in her life that hurt her, you know what
and
I mean?
Yeah,
because you were her friend.
Yeah, and I don't blame her. But, like, she still follows me on Instagram, like, Facebook after all these years. Mm-hmm. And she'll still, like my pictures. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't have a problem with her, but I know that the way I treated her was wrong. You know what I mean?
Right. And so maybe like, because you're like that with the girls that were like that to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. But with me and Debony, I feel like we were good friends. We were, I think that if it lasted, we would be best friends till this day. And I think that with everything that had happened, it was assumptions. It was teenage girls and their stupid drama. But I felt like you really did hurt me. You know what I mean? And I've told you that. Like, it really did hurt me because you were my really good friend in my group. And so, but we, again, we've talked about it. And we, like, hashed it out because we're old enough to just forget it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to you and you, your response was so good to me because it was like, oh, okay, you know, like, I get what you mean, but I know that I didn't need to be acting like that. I know that I shouldn't have reacted, but that was my reaction too, though. I'm allowed to feel the way I wanted to feel. I don't speak for all those other girls, though, you know what I mean? Because I did tell them, you know, I'm not going to be hanging out with her anymore, but if you want to, go ahead, you know, that's I am not your boss. You go ahead, Debony, all you want. It just, like, it hurt me so bad that I just couldn't do it anymore. And I think that it was just, like, it wasn't just you. It was, you know, those ugly girls that were being ugly to us, too, you know. adding to everything. And it was just like, then I told you about my home situation. I told you all the situations that were going on in my life at that time. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I've always been told that, like, I act older than what I am, I guess. And so, like, I feel like, or my maturity level at that time is, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with drama at school. I just got, you know, like, I just got done saying, like, my home life, like, school was a getaway for me. And so, like, you fucked me over bad. And I took it to heart. But again, the situation was, like, so, like, miscommunicated. Things were in girls' ears. I feel like definitely somebody was stirring that pot, you know? And so it was pretty bad. But I just, again, like, I can't speak for those other girls, but we talked about it. So I feel like, yeah, we definitely hashed it out and whatever. But
no, I don't, I mean, like, I'm saying, because that's, it was, it, like, you guys were fucking mean, you know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be treated like that. And yeah. So, like, I did that to her, to my friend in junior high. Not that bad. Like, you know, not as bad as how I was treated. But I don't, and I feel like that taught me a lesson that I'm not gonna be mean to people, because for mm-hmm. what? Like, I mean, I was never mean to people. Like, you know how some people are just mean? Like, I'm not I'm not like that, but I just would never want to do that. And, like, it was different, because it would be different if it was just you, mm-hmm. but there was, like, what, I don't know, like, five other girls who were along with you, like, yeah. would talk shit to me, would, like, call me ugly when I walked by, would, like, mm-hmm. look at me, would say they're gonna kick my ass, like, all of this stuff, and I was just like, damn, like, is mm-hmm. it really that serious, you know what yeah. I mean?
Wait, because no, those girls didn't run with me, that was the, well, those guys were the situation that we were just dealing with.
But then,
oh, added on. Yeah,
and
okay,
then
I get it.
You were cool with somebody who was cool with them.
Yeah.
So, and then right. she didn't like me. So then that made it worse, and, like, made them be more, like, bad to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. imagine how I felt, like, yeah. all of you guys against me at school.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, okay, you know, yeah. and, like, in the beginning it hurt my feelings, and I would be like, dang, like, I would try to avoid you guys at school. Mm-hmm. And then I think it just got to a point where I was like, do it, like fuck me up then, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But nothing
do it
ever,
then
yeah, like nothing, yeah. Nothing ever happened, like mm-hmm.
I don't think that I've ever said, I mean, I don't think that I, for myself, I couldn't, like, get in fights at school, because I knew I'd get my ass beat when I got home, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, and I was like that, too, with those same damn girls, you know? I was the same way, like, fucking get me then, like, I'm here, you know? I remember calling my mom and telling her that I'm gonna get on the bus with you, because I heard, remember I told you that they said that they were gonna jump you, and I was like, like, that's my friend, you ain't gonna do that shit. So I remember I got on the bus, and that was like my, I remember that was my first time going on the bus, like, coming to the res anyway, and I was like, I'm gonna be at my grandma's, what's up? But, like, see, that's what I mean with my friends, I tried to go and do shit like that. And I felt like we fought that little battle, like, halfway, and then we stopped being friends. You know what I mean? Because like, that was also the same thing, like, having that stress of those girls being like that to me, too. But with me, I ain't taking that. You know what I mean? Like, that was my attitude. And maybe I went off of that on you, too, though. You know what I mean? Like, I had to stand my ground with those girls, and it's different fucking with girls that try to fight you from the res, because they just try to go all in, you know what I mean? These little white girls didn't, it wasn't like that. It yeah. was not like that. Drama was different. And
no,
so,
it's, yeah, like, and too, like, I don't even know why they didn't like me.
Me neither. Like, that was so, it's like, the same thing. It's the same thing for me, too.
Like, what did I do? You know, like,
no, I'm cool as fuck. I didn't know what that was about, but you know, again, teenage girls, and it was just like, but again, like I said, like, I don't have time to be dealing with this. I have a lot on my plate already, and I didn't want to deal with stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I just completely just cut everybody off, like, that was giving me, I felt, you know, trouble or whatever, because I'm just like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And after that, I felt like maybe I did get karma too for that too, because, you know, I didn't even finish school on time as everybody else. You know, I finished 2 years later and I got into things, you know, and it just, it's just like, I feel like I'm a strong believer in karma. Everything comes right back to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're going to be held accountable one day for the things that you do, you know?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. If I don't get there. Just kidding.
If I don't get you first.
Yeah. Kidding.
But no, like, it's, and see, like, I get scared for those things, like, for my sister, she's still in school, my baby sister, my son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's scary because people can be mean. Like, and it's not like trying to make yourself a victim all the time. And that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I knew there was a reason for why me and you weren't friends.
Yeah.
But, with them, like, what did I do? Like, mm-hmm. to you? Like, oh, why yeah. are you acting like that? And one of them was Butch. So, like, I was scared of her. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, she was Butch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I used to be like, what am I going to do, like, if she does? Because she's could probably beat my ass, you know?
Yeah, just throw yourself on the floor. Just do it.
But too, like, I'm not going to just take it. Like, I will try to fight back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean?
Like, even though the odds are against me, the odds might
be
better, but... It's scary. Like, I don't know. I remember that I didn't like going to school for that time while you guys were all there. And then I think the next year you guys left.
Dang, so, everybody, huh? Because I remember that. Like, everybody left.
And I could walk the halls in peace again.
I'm a good riddance. That school is crazy.
Yeah.
That was college, really. But, yeah, it's... Dang, we just go through so many, and it's just like most of the friends that I've had, though, you know, growing up, they're still my friends today. You know, I feel like I have a lot of friends, but it's just they're off doing their own thing, and that's cool. You know, I love going on Facebook and seeing, like, oh my gosh, so and so had a baby, oh my gosh, they're getting engaged, you know. And I don't know. It's crazy. Do you think that kids nowadays, like in high school, do you think they're more accepting towards each other? Because after watching Euphoria, I know damn well that's a glimpse into high school nowadays. And like, they seem like they're so accepting and just like kind of open arms. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like that's a good thing. I feel like they're just exposed to so much more.
Oh, definitely.
And like, especially for, I think... the LGBTQ community.
Definitely.
You know, I feel like that's a big positive that, like, the younger generation seems to be really aware. Mm-hmm. And, like, how do I say this? Like, being racist isn't cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. Like, if you're making, like, racist comments, people will call you out for it.
Whereas growing up, I feel like everybody made racist comments.
Yeah, everybody did. Like, and I hate when natives say the N-word. Because mm-hmm. I'm just like, you're not black. Like, don't say that word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like now people are more respectful with how they talk.
I think because the minority thought that they could, you know what I'm saying?
They thought that it was cool and they thought that they could.
Yeah, definitely. What was I going to say? So, okay. So, in that movie, I was telling Winston, I said, you know what's so funny? And see, this is so crazy. So, like, I was not allowed to go to any of the schools on the res. Like, my mom, like, I remember 1 year I was like, I want to go to the high school. Just let me go to the high school because I'm trying to finish up. And I just feel like Mountain View ain't for me. Like, I think that I was set on this path, you know, of trying to be a nurse and get my whole thing. And I had a whole plan. And when I went to Mountain View, it fucked me up. Like, it was not, you know, it just was not what I wanted. So that definitely added to was why I didn't try to, like, succeed there, I guess I should say. But anyway, I was telling Winston, I said, you know what's so funny is, like, you went to res school, like, all your life. And, like, I wonder if things are the same because, like, Winston's never gone to school with white people, Mexicans, black people. And so to him, it's like, wow, you know, like, what the heck, you know? And I grew up with Mexicans. I grew up with, you know what I mean? Different skin tones. Mm-hmm. And, like, what cracks me up is, like, you remember in school, like, we would go and say hi to each other, but we would give each other hugs? Like, how proper were we? You know what I mean? Like, I just thought that was so funny, and it's, like, kind of cute. Like, we actually went, and we were like, oh, hey, and we gave them a hug. Whereas yeah. when we go back home, we ain't giving nobody hugs. You know what I mean? Like, we only did that at school with our friends. Like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's like a level of comfort. But on the rest, I feel like you'd be made fun of for doing that. Like, you're acting white.
Like, get away from me. Why are you?
Yeah.
Why are you? Like, yeah.
And, like, I don't, my mom never, well, I went to the elementary when I was in, like, first or second grade, I think. Mm-hmm. But after that, she never let me go to school on the res.
Yeah, my mom neither. She just, yeah. I went to school, like, in kindergarten. That was it. Like, that was it. I went to
Head Start.
Yeah, Head Start. We went to Head Start together, yo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, and I remember going and I was thinking, ooh, I'm excited. I'm going to come to the school one day. And my mom's like, nope, you know, like, and I'm like, oh, all right then. See, I remember I had a family member say, like, oh, because me and one of my cousins, we were at church and our aunt was giving a lesson. And she was like, what did she say? Oh, she's like all like about the, because she volunteers at the high school. And she was just like, oh, yeah, you guys come out to the games, you know, whatever, I'll be wherever. And I was like, oh, my mom's not going to let me go there. And she's like, oh, I know, me neither. And then she's like, why? Are you guys too good for the school here? I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, but, you know. I'm on, no, but they are. Just kidding.
They are. Apparently, ask her.
Ask her because she won't let me. Because, I mean, that's all family. You know what I mean? Going to school, like, I thought it, that was kind of the part right there. It was like, I would be going to school with my cousins and even Mountain View, like, I'm going to school where I'm related to people, you know, like, I went to school in Kansas and Tucson and it was like, I didn't have anybody out there.
Yeah.
So it was kind of amazing to me too.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, so my mom, like I said, my mom didn't let me go to school on the res, but my dad, I have two brothers and one sister, and they were only allowed to go to school on the res. Like, I don't think my stepmom or my dad wanted them to go out to public school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. And I'm sure they had their reasons, you know?
Yeah.
But what's funny is, well, no, I don't even want to make that point, but it's just like, I went to Mesa public schools my whole life, but I never wanted to go to the Mountain View football games. I always wanted to go to the Salt River High School.
Yeah, same.
Because you know people there. It's different.
Yes.
Like, your people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I would get, like, so excited when my mom would let me go. And I used to spend the night at my friend, I'm not going to say her name, but she used to live in Canalside, and I used to stay the night at her house, and, like, we go to the games, and it was just fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. I mean, I went to a couple of the football games, too, with my cousins, and, yeah, it was so fun, but after, it, I don't know, everybody would be like, let's go to Mountain View, and I'm like, for what? I ain't going there. Like, I don't even care about the football game. I'm there to be with my friends and some snacks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, in public school, there's the scare of, you know, being exposed to different things, different people, you know. Whereas, you know, I've also heard the whole, like, being here on the res, you're exposed to the same people, which means you're going to turn out the same way, you know. But definitely not that anymore. Like, I don't know. It's just, like my nephews, they were telling me, like, oh, yeah, our uncle was asking us what school we want to go to. And I was thinking, dang, I wish I had that option, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
It was like, nope, you're going here, you're not going over there, and that's that option. So I was like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, no, I say that, but I feel like I want my son to go to where I went to school.
Oh, no, that's the same for me. I'm like, oh, nuh-uh, you guys are going to be Tauros. I'm all, I'm half Tauros. Yeah. I did my time there, damn it. I did some crazy schoolwork there. I have two folders full of papers that I've written.
Really?
Like, of all kinds of papers that I've written, yeah. Fun fact about me, Devaney, is I'm a writer. Just kidding. But, like, I've had my stuff published, and it was at the AZ Fair. From Mountain View.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you in like a higher English class?
Yeah, when I was a sophomore, I was in senior English.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Okay, she's smart.
But that went to shit. That didn't pan out.
No, that's really cool, though. That's, like, that could be your fun fact. You know, like, when you get a new job or, like, you're somewhere new, they're like, what's one thing that, like, is interesting about you? You could say that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is, like, so we knew each other in Head Start. I don't remember because I feel like I don't remember
anything. We went to Girl Scouts together. I was telling Devaney the reason all these things and like Winston, like I went to school with Winston, like we all went to school together in Head Start preschool, you know, and like I remember those things because when I left to Kansas, I was like what, 8 years old, 7 years old, and so I kept those memories I had when I left. Devastated.
Holding on.
I know, and see, but when I came back home, nobody remembered me, you know, but I remember.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. So anyway, go on.
I remember I was like, you're like, yeah, we went to Head Start and Girl Scouts together. And I was like, oh, really? You're all, yeah, like all this stuff that I didn't remember. But so we went to Head Start, Girl Scouts, and then like high school, and then like we're friends after. And it's just like, why do we like each other? Like we keep drifting and going back and drifting and going back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes me think, like, one, why do we like each other? And two, like, what type of people do we like that makes them, like, us want to be their friends? You know what I mean? Because I don't know. Like, because I don't know. I feel like I know a lot of people and I have acquaintances, but I don't feel like I don't have very many close friends just because I just don't, you know?
Yeah.
But I like it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, why? Like, why? I don't know.
I feel like for instance, like our friend Red, you know, you're not the only person that I've introduced my friends that I've made on my own to my other friends. And it just works out, you know?
Because we like you. And so what are the odds that we won't like each other?
True. True. You know what I mean? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like Red, Summer. Well, yeah. I've known Summer by myself, like, you know, through Girl Scouts and like.
Yeah. Oh, you remember Summer?
Yeah, I remember Summer.
You remember Summer. You don't remember me.
I remember Summer because of her long ass hair, and then two, because she had this pink flip phone when we were in Girl Scouts, she was the only one to have a phone, and I thought that was so cool. And I always remember her grandma lives in that big house, and I go there every Halloween to get the full size candy bars. So
yeah, she really did. Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's just a whole other thing, you know?
Yeah. Friendships are a trip, though. I mean, it's really cool that we can say we are friends today. We've gone through our ups and downs. You know what? Even now, you know what I mean? We've gotten into it a couple of times, and we were able to come right back and tell each other, cry, too, at that, you know, and tell each other, like, hey, I didn't like when you did that, you know? So, and I think that
pissed me off, Shayna.
What the fuck, Devaney? You know, and I just feel like I like that we're able to do that, and that's where we're very grown to be acting like that. If you can come to your friend and tell them, I don't like that you do that, you know, like I don't know. To me, I felt like, "Oh, okay. And I hate confrontation, you know?" And I just thought, like, I ain't gonna have that in my friendship circle, you know? Like, I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
Like, I don't think I've ever done that with anybody besides you, like my friend, to be like, I don't really like when you did that. Like, you had me fucked up when you did that. Like, I don't, but see, and a part of me thinks, like, were they even my real friends?
True.
Because I could never, like, I've always heard, you know, you're good friends when you can, like, fight or you even have fights and then you're cool again. And I've never, like,
I've never had a real fight with, maybe attitude, sure, you know, like, you know that the other person is mad, so you kind of back off a little bit, but we never, I don't feel like we ever talked about it.
Yeah, see?
I feel like it just was like, oh, let me feel this and then move on, you know. I think that, no, communication is something that I really, really try to do, you know. So I communicate to Winston all the time, but I don't fucking like that he does.
I do that with Justin too. I remember one time, I think I like pissed him off because I just kept like saying stuff and he was like, can you just like not, you know, like or something like that. I remember,
can you just shut up?
like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I think we're at a good part in our marriage right now because, like, I don't know. I got mad at him the other day for something. And as we were talking about it, he was talking to me, giving his response. And I just started laughing, like, in the middle. Because it's like, why are we doing this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just a really good feeling to be able to just talk it out and then just like laugh about dumb stuff. But yeah, he said that to me before, like, can you just not, or something like that. And then I
has his finger on your mouth, like, shut up.
Like, yeah,
oh my gosh, that's freaking funny. I don't know. I okay, anything that you send me, I have to tell Winston, like, not everything, you know, but like that situation. And Winston was like, is she pregnant?
Oh my god.
And I was like, no. I said, this is a whole, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I had to explain to him too. Because again, the baby, like, I felt like I would definitely notice every little thing that we went through and we talked it out. And in Winston's head, he's probably like, why are we talking about this? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So that's what I try to break down and tell him. You like, and conclusion is, everybody has a different marriage. We are, some things are similar and some things are not. Some things are big to you and some things aren't big to me, you know. And it's just, I don't know, it was the whole situation. I was just telling him, like, I feel stressed out. He's like, did she write you back? I was like, no, I don't know what the fuck's going on. She probably killed him by now, I don't know.
He's hanging.
You're out. Hey, where are you?
Hey, I need you to pick me up and bring gloves.
I need you to come get baby. But yeah, well, y'all, I just hope that you just try to be the best friend that you can be, and just, you know, love your friends, have fun with your friends. If your mom's, and you haven't talked to your friends, or you haven't gotten back to your friends, if they texted you and you just have not write them back, you know, it takes 2 seconds. And it's just, you know, I think that having a friend, oh, there was a question once that I read that, like, why do you need a friend? You need a friend because they, like this, you know, like, this is our time. Me and Devaney probably have not seen each other in a month, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, but we're so close because we talk every other day, or sometimes every week is different. Either it's every day or every other day, you know? And I just try to be there for your friends, because a lot of it's different when you're older, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, this episode was fun. You got a lot of tea too. Let's we were talking about the giveaway.
Oh, yeah. If you've made it this far and you're still listening, last episode we didn't mention we were doing a giveaway. So like we said, me and Shane are going to be picking a basket full of our favorite things we think you'll like. So how to enter for the giveaway is you need to like this episode that we post on Instagram. comment on that post and then share our share this episode either on Instagram or Facebook. And you can repost it.
Question. Oh, okay. Repost like on the story. Like yeah. We will always shout it out too. So you repost it on Facebook or on Instagram, we will definitely repost.
We always do that. Yeah. And thank you so much. Like we've gotten so many nice comments.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I feel so famous. Just kidding. But you know, like everybody's writing us messages and saying how they love it. I'm like, girl, why were we not doing this before? You know?
I know. One of them like literally made me want to cry. I remember I told Justin, I was like, this is so nice. Like, and you guys are just so nice. Like, thank you for telling us that you like it because that's really cool. And it makes
sense. It is. Oh, side note. We are wanting to go live on Instagram. So look out for that post. We'll let you know when, what time, and how. Oh, wait, not how, but you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks, y'all.
One more thing. Wait. Sorry. What? In the future, we are having discussions with your auntie's favorite podcast about doing a collaboration with them again. So if that's something that you would like to see, tell us and then give us some suggestions on what you think that we should talk about. If you haven't checked them out, they're always showing us love. So they are YAF Podcast on Instagram, I think.
Yes, on Instagram, and they're on Apple Podcast. Yeah, and that'll be a post too. I think that we will definitely let you go. Let y'all know and whatnot. So look out for. We are definitely. I don't know if you noticed, we're trying to be active on our Instagram, so it is coming.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.